mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into hour number two. Wide open phones, what you think the biggest stories of 2004 were. Overreported, underreported, it doesn't matter. Mainstream alternative. What you think was most important, what happened in 2004 with less than 48 hours left in this year that has grown quite a long, shaggy beard. 1-800-259-9231, and I've got so much news here. New information on now upwards of 100,000 dead in the horrible tsunamis that hit Asia and Africa. We're also going to do a lot of new Patriot Act stuff that's taking place. China and Russia in war games together against America and the world. Just so much more coming up. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Larry in New Mexico. Hello, Larry.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking the call. You know, there's a tiny island south of Sri Lanka called Diego Garcia.
Yes.
And Diego Garcia is a giant B-52 base.
And didn't have a problem.
Was that right? You already found out it didn't have a problem at all.
Magically, every other island in that area was deluged, but no problem there.
That's interesting. Yeah, I was trying to figure out what happened. The other thing, that the story that occurred about a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, was that every single ship in every single navy of the world was put out to sea. And I wonder, does that mean there's going to be more tsunamis? You know, when a ship is in port and a tsunami hits, the ship gets washed in a couple of miles, you know.
Well, I don't know about every single ship, but this came out 3 or 4 months ago, record drills by every major navy, pell-mell, hand over fist, perpetually cracking on, just constant drills everywhere. And you're right, most of the ships at record levels are out to sea.
Most ships, ever since, World War II, where the two destroyers around the Philippines went under during a typhoon, they sank, all the ships of the world from then on have been made indestructible by tsunamis. In other words, they can just nose into the tsunami, and the tsunami washes over them, and, it washes off big chairs, I guess, on top, but that's about it. So, I just wondered why it seems to put together the fact that there's going to be more tsunamis. That's my comment. Okay, that's all I got.
Well, thanks for the call. Or it could be, and this is what I think it is, that the world is on the brink of massive conflagrations. And that you've got different power blocks of the New World Order jockeying around for position right now. I mean, that's what's happening. Again, people, most of my listeners, really a lot of you that are calling in, I don't think it's fair to say most listeners, but most of the callers that mention it believe the government is somehow involved in the 9.0 earthquake, that now we've learned accelerated the rotation of the earth and shifted the size of the earth. The earth got smaller. These are all the measurements, but it's just a few centimeters smaller, 6 centimeters smaller, and that the rotation was accelerated a bit. Look, folks, again, I just stick with what I can prove. And I don't think that the government did this. Now, that's just my gut-level instinct on it. Now, they certainly capitalized on it to get in there with the IMF and World Bank and some countries that haven't been playing ball with them, and they certainly didn't warn them, and that's admitted. Their own governments didn't warn them, though, which is really curious. They knew it was coming and decided not to warn them. Now, that's admitted. So it's not just our government, it's the Sri Lankans and the Indonesians and the rest of them. You've got to ask yourself why. You really do. They say because it might have hurt tourism. Well, I'd say tourism has been hurt pretty bad now. All right, we'll go to break, come back and talk to Chris and Charles and many others. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. What do you think the biggest stories of 2004 were? And what are your predictions for 2005? I do want to hear those from you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I'm going to cover some news for a few minutes, and then we're going to go to your calls. This is just out from the Associated Press. As of a few days ago, it was 100,000 dead. And our media was still reporting 60,000. Now the AP reporting death toll rockets to 114,000. The death toll from last weekend's earthquake tsunami catastrophe rose to more than 114,000 today as Indonesia uncovered more and more dead and from ravaged Sumatra Island, where pilots dropped food to remote villages still unreachable by rescue workers. A false alarm that nuclear waves were about to hit sparked panic in India, Sri Lanka, and Thailand. The increase came after Indonesian reported nearly 28,000 newly confirmed dead in Sumatra. It's probably going to end up being 200,000 or more, folks. Confirmed dead in Sumatra, which was closest to the epicenter of last weekend's massive earthquake and was overwhelmed by the tsunami that followed. Some 60% of the Banda Ake, the main city in northern Sumatra, were destroyed. The UN's Children's Agency estimated that 115 miles of the island's northwest coast, lined with villages, was inundated. Indonesia, with around 80,000 dead, was the worst hit, followed by Sri Lanka, India, and Thailand. The total across 12 nations in southern Asia and East Africa was likely to rise, with thousands still missing, and fears of disease could bring a new wave of deaths. It's 114,000 now. This is horrible. And then here's some of the headlines concerning this. Foreknowledge of a natural disaster, Washington was aware that the deadly tidal wave was building up in the Indian Ocean. Professor Michael Chasadosky, Global Research on PrisonPlanet.com. The U.S. military and State Department were given advance warning. America's Navy base in the island of Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean was notified. Why were fishermen in India, Sri Lanka, Thailand not provided with the same warnings as the U.S. Navy and the U.S. State Departments? Why did the U.S. State Department remain mum on the existence of an impending catastrophe? With the modern communication systems, why did the information not get out to the media? By email, telephone, fax, satellite, TV. It could have saved the lives of more than 80,000 people, now over 114,000, and the death toll is rising. The earthquake was a magnitude 9.0 on the Richter scale, among the highest in recorded history. U.S. authorities have initially recorded an 8.0 on the Richter scale. As confirmed by several reports, U.S. scientists in Hawaii had advanced knowledge regarding an impending catastrophe but failed to contact their Asian counterparts. Charles McGreevy in the Pacific Warning Center in Hawaii confirmed that his team had tried desperately to get in touch with the counterparts in Asia, according to Mr. McCree, director of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Center in Honolulu. The team did its utmost to contact the countries. The NOAA, or NOAA, Hawaii's report is available at noaanews.noaa.gov. His team contacted the U.S. State Department, which apparently contacted the Asian governments. The Indian government confirms that no such warning was received. A 9.0 on the Richter scale, the director of the Hawaii Warning Center stated that they did not know that the earthquake would generate a deadly tidal wave. I mean, a 5 will do that. Until it had hit Sri Lanka more than 1.5 hours later at 2:30 Greenwich Mean Time. Goes on and on, folks. Secretary of Defense Cohen warned of earthquake weapons. This is on PrisonPlanet.com. We talked about this days ago. Remember back in 1997? DOD News Briefing, Secretary of Defense William S. Cohen, Monday, April 28, 1997. Question, let me ask you specifically about last week's scare here in Washington about what we might have learned from how prepared we are to deal with inaudible at B'nai B'rith. Well, it points out the nature of the threat. It turned out to be a false threat under the circumstances, but as we learned in the intelligence community, we had something called, and we have, James Woolsey, here to perhaps even address the question about phantom moles. The mere fear that there is a mole within an agency can set off a chain reaction and a hunt for that particular mole, which can paralyze the agency for weeks and months and years in the search. The same thing is true about just the false scare of the threat of using some kind of chemical weapons or a biological one. There are some reports, for example, that some countries had been trying to construct something like a Ebola virus, and that would be a very dangerous phenomenon, to say the least. Ebola virus, and that would have been a very dangerous phenomenon, to say the least. Alvin Toffler has written about this in terms of some scientists in their laboratories trying to devise certain types of pathogens that would be ethnic-specific so that they could just eliminate certain groups or races. And others are designed some sort of engineering, some sort of insects that can destroy specific crops. Others are engineering, even in the eco type of terrorism, whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways through which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real. It's real. And I just read the bill concerning earthquake weapons from 2001 that would have blocked their use. So, again, folks, yes, this they say they've got stuff like this. They say it's going on. But, again, I don't just say, oh, they did it. But clearly they didn't warn these countries, and that is very, very suspect. This is out of Reuters. Where are all the dead animals, Sri Lanka asked. Sri Lankan wildlife officials are stunned. The worst tsunami in memory has killed around 22,000 people. It's now 114,000. Along the Indian Ocean island's coast, but they can't find any dead animals. Giant waves washed floodwaters 2 miles inland at Gayala National Park in the ravaged southeast, Sri Lanka's biggest wildlife reserve, and home to hundreds of wild elephants and several leopards species. The strange thing is we can't and haven't recorded any dead animals, H.D. Ratanakake, deputy director of the National Wildlife Department, told Reuters Wednesday. No elephants are dead, not even a dead hare or rabbit, he said. I think animals can sense disaster. They have a sixth sense. They know when things are happening. At least 40 tourists, including 9 Japanese, were drowned. The tsunami was triggered by an earthquake in the Indian Ocean Sunday, which sent waves up to 15 feet high, somewhere like 60, crashing into Sri Lanka's southern, eastern, and north seaboard, flooding whole towns and villages, destroying hotels, and causing widespread destruction. Folks, it wasn't waves. There were waves, but the water just rose. It wasn't. It just goes up 30, 40, 50, 60 feet. Now, I've heard a lot of fools on talk radio go, "I'd just swim." Yeah, you're in your house. You're in a street. There's couches and cars and wreckage and sheet metal and you're having your head bashed into things. You're being caught in metal and caught in electrical wires. It's hellish. And again, there's just so much more on this. I mean, you cannot ignore it. It is a very serious issue. But meanwhile, they're taking more of our liberties, setting up a police state. Our troops are dying of depleted uranium. You know, I want to talk about depleted uranium, so I'm going to air this little two-minute piece from a really good report from a Kansas City TV station. And I just want to add that we don't know that DU killed this veteran, but we know it has killed tens of thousands of others, and they have done the blood tests and the autopsies, and that's been confirmed. It could have been the vaccines. It could be a bioweapon. It could be exposure to chemical weapons. It could be all sorts of stuff, but fits in with the MO of DU. So do you have that ready? Let's go ahead and roll that again. And then we'll cover a bunch of other news, and I promise we'll get to all your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Go ahead and hit it.
A soldier survives Iraq but dies of a mysterious illness his family suspects the government is hiding. NBC Action News reporter Ron Mott is live with a story you'll see only on NBC Action News. Ron?
Elizabeth, it's a complaint heard all over the country that soldiers are being poisoned by their own ammo. They, of course, are made to kill the enemy, but as one Raytown family says, they've turned into unfriendly fire.
You know, they come out 5 minutes and said, "He's gone."
For nearly a year and a half, Dwayne Garten worried that his son might return from Iraq in a body bag.
This is worse than if he'd got killed over here, really.
Instead, decorated 35-year-old Army Sergeant Clay Garten spent an agonizing 3 weeks dying in his parents' Raytown home and at the VA hospital, eventually losing the fight the day after Christmas.
35 years, I had no boy. He went through 16 months of hell and he come back and they didn't do nothing for him. That's what I don't understand, why they couldn't do something for him.
This is Seth, and this is Mr. Gage.
A father of three, Clay Garten's family believes the Army medic is every bit a casualty of war as those who die on the front lines, after they say he became exposed to depleted uranium dust used in some U.S. ammunition. The government contends the health risks are low.
I think they know exactly what's going on. I think these troops over there are all in danger of this stuff.
The family says Garten lost 30 pounds before he died, starting with a debilitating back spasm earlier this month that was followed by a series of high fevers reaching 106 degrees.
It was hard to watch my son from such a big, strong, intelligent man to turn into a small person.
Meanwhile, a grieving father mourns his lost fishing and hunting buddy.
That's the only way I can remember him. I don't really remember this. It's too painful. If you were in my body right now, you'd know how hard it hurts.
A memorial fund has been set up in Clay Garten's name to benefit his three kids. For more information, call the Bank of America Raytown branch at 816-979-6292. And the family did have tissue samples taken from Clay Garten's body, hoping that they will lead to some concrete answers. Reporting live tonight, Ron Mott, NBC.
Yeah, and they need to specifically go into the lungs, but it'll pick it up if it's DU in the blood. And they told troops, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, when their own training manuals say, don't breathe it, it'll kill you. It'll make you very ill, the bare minimum. And then the New York Daily News, earlier this year, tested the blood of 14 different troops who were definitely ill, and they all had massive levels of DU in them. That's uranium, folks. part of your nutritious breakfast. Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
I got a bunch of news about the police state and, of course, all these different military maneuvers that are going on between Russia and China and others, what's happening in the Ukraine. But that's coming up. Right now, let's go back to your calls. I guess, who's up next here? Chris in Tennessee, then Charles, Steve, Jim, and others. Go ahead, Chris.
Hello, Alex. I think one of the stories that interests me in 204, I've got two of them, was the Kentucky man almost gets life in prison for distributing an Alex Jones video. Kelly Rushen, you spent day and night trying to get that man his freedom, and you did a good job by getting him. And the other one is the passing of Dr. Wolf. We lost a very dedicated man on the planet Earth. he worked endlessly to answer all the questions about the Bible and everything, and I really miss Dr. Wolf.
Yeah, Dr. Wolf was a sweetheart, and he died a few months ago, just a great guy.
What strikes me odd in 205 is Yellowstone Park. They're talking about a major volcano there and chemtrails. I would like a scientific answer of why all these lines are in our sky. It's got to affect our weather pattern, and it needs to be looked at. It really needs to be looked at. But there's been so much stories. We've got the Silverstein incident. I'd like to see the bottom of the full investigation of what exactly happened on September 11th.
Yeah, we have Larry Silverstein saying that they pulled or demolished Building 7 on the day of 9/11, and then no one goes and questions him. We've called his office. He won't return calls.
And follow.
We had Jimmy Walter run TV commercials and print ads in New York for weeks on end saying, Mr. Silverstein, answer the question, and Silverstein doesn't respond.
Yeah.
Now, boy, what does that tell you?
And then he collects half, you know, he tries to get double indemnity for the billions of dollars that
he
had.
And he ended up getting it. First he didn't, and now he has.
And then the other person I think about is Dr. Seals, our dentist, who's sitting in jail still today because he witnessed the Waco tragedy.
That's right. Never charged.
Yeah.
Held for 7 years in solitary confinement, forced drugged, an army dentist who was there and said they killed everybody.
Yeah.
So they grab him and say he's mentally ill and hold him in solitary confinement.
Yeah. There's just been so many. But anyway, Alex, thank you very much for all your support. People try to join prisonplanet.com to help Alex pay for some bandwidth. And each day, Alex, you get more and more listeners. Keep up the good work.
Great to hear from you. And let me just correct one small thing you said. Kelly Rushing was facing 2 years in prison. Kelly Rushing, upstanding member of the community, no criminal record, business owner. They're in Lyon County, Kentucky. I mean, his family's very well known in that area. I even called people up randomly out of the phone book off information and said, you know Kelly Rushing? Oh, he's a great guy, very friendly. Well, it was in the newspaper like it was normal. He gave a Ron Paul video, the Ron Paul neocon speech. The speech was titled Neocon. He gave it about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, where he talked about conservatives being betrayed by the Republican Party, the police state. He gave him that and my film, Road to Tyranny. Gave him a state police officer. State police officer watched it, followed him from his house the next day, stopped him, took him to jail, laughed on his cell phone to his wife. He said, I've got the videotape bandit. I've got Mr. Smarty Pants. Took him before the judge. The judge said, you're not allowed to give anti-government videos to police. You're a terrorist. This is in the newspaper. And they went ahead and took it to trial. The jury said this is ridiculous and found him not guilty. Then the harassment continued, and it's been tough on Kelly. But this is what the state police believe. They believe in Kentucky, at least in this area. State police are pretty much fans here in Texas. I've been speeding before and had them pull me over. Oh, Alex, you can go. And a couple other times. It's actually happened twice. And once I had a wreck, and the state police were there, and they were both of them were real friendly, and one of them was a big fan. But not in Lyon County, Kentucky. I mean, these people are pretty much nuts. Well, they are crazy. I mean, they think that, and that they admit it. It was in the paper. Kelly Rushing, nicely, you gave him the videos, and he watched them, and they just thought, man, this is, you're not allowed to give people videos like this. That's funny. Videos I've made have aired on national TV. But I've been interviewed by dozens of major magazines and newspapers. I mean, I've been interviewed on, you know, national TV shows. I mean, it's not like I'm... A lot of you have seen Road to Tyranny. I mean, Road to Tyranny shows FEMA teaching the police that Christian conservatives are all terrorists and should be arrested. And that's about 4 minutes of the 2.5 hour, almost 3 hour film. And he saw that, and they believe that's illegal, and so they carried out and lived and were what we said in the film. Showed the training, and the judge said we want to put you in prison for 2 years. So this is the freedom. Imagine the cold heartedness of trying to put him in prison, saying that the videos were terrorists and the videos themselves were a threat. So, I rest my case on where this is going. Yeah, that was a big story in 2004. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 2 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
By the way, if you're just joining us and heard me talking about the Kelly Rushing case, you know, there's nothing we're redacting. They even admitted that he didn't threaten the police officer. He didn't say, "I'm going to get you." He didn't say anything. He just gave him the videotapes, and a couple days later, said, "You ought to watch these." A couple days later, they came, and, well, this cop by himself just pulled him over when Kelly was driving to work and just said, "You shouldn't have given me that tape. I'm arresting you." And then put him in the back of the car and started calling up his wife, bragging, "I got the videotape bandit." And then the officer tried to get, you know, Kelly to say something, and, "Why'd you give me those tapes?" And Kelly's like, "Well, I think you want to care about the future of this country and for your family." "Oh, my family! That's another threat! That's another charge!" And it's all, by the way, he was taping all of this. And so, of course, then the cops didn't want to use it in court. They just wanted to claim it and then not use the tape in court. Because it's just, "Well, I thought you'd want to care about the country's future for the country and for your children's future." I mean, Kelly's like an upstanding, you know, good old boy, just Mr. Go to church twice a week, and "I'm trying to help folks out," you know, and it's, "You gave me a video of a congressman giving a speech." I mean, that was listed too. "In evidence, we have these two videos. One of a congressman talking about the New World Order, and one of this other 9/11 video talking about it. And our training manual show this is terrorism." Literally, it was in the newspaper. like it was normal. Man arrested for giving police officer anti-government videos. And on the road to tyranny, we show in Kansas City the FEMA teaching firefighters and police officers and sheriff deputies that all founding fathers are terrorists, that the Constitution and Bill of Rights is terroristic, that all Christians are terrorists, and then we show you the training manuals, we show you FBI flyers that say it, those that make frequent references to the Constitution are terrorists. We have law enforcement major magazines that say if you see someone with a Get Us Out of the UN bumper sticker, go ahead and take them to jail. It says police chiefs, don't be mad at your officers. These people could be terrorists. Just go ahead and arrest them. And then in the film, In Road to Tyranny, we show first the training, then we cut to Virginia, to Rock Mount, Virginia, and a woman with no criminal record, Abby Newman, a farmer, naval veteran, they pull her over and they find a Harrison Ford video, Patriot Games. They get very upset by the word Patriot. Look, Patriot Games. Look, Patriot. The word Patriot. It's all on video. Patriot. Patriot. And they're literally going, I don't know what. And look at this one. Police State 2000. Look at this. Constitution. They pull out the pocket Constitution. Look at this. Little pocket Constitution with the information about Social Security being a scam in the front of it. She's got all this paraphernalia. She's some type of Klan. And that's one of their favorite lines. If you're in a pro-life group or you're a Second Amendment group or a land rights group, cops will have some kind of Klan or something. And so they get her up against the car and go, you're going to jail. And then the cops stand there and go, is this legal to have? Should we charge her with this? And then the higher-level officer goes, I don't know. I better call ahead and check it. I put like 8 minutes of it in the film. There's even more of it. I had like 14 hours, two or three different days of the FEMA stuff, and I just put a few minutes of that. There was other stuff in there. And then after I made that film, Road to Tyranny, I've been mailed the SLAT training CDs and all these different federal training CDs and stuff, but it gets even worse. I have like a small box full of this stuff, and it's all, does somebody talk about how they have a right to their land? Does somebody talk about the UN being bad? Go ahead and arrest them. Proceed as if they're armed and dangerous. It may be illegal. Homeschoolers are connected to terrorist groups. They may need to, and then you're like, oh, yeah, right. That's in my film I made 3 years ago. And then now you see the Associated Press, drills in Arizona, drills in Michigan, drills in Texas, where they tell them, you get your $100,000 from FEMA and Homeland Security, but you've got to do a drill where the parents of homeschoolers come and slaughter everyone at the school. You got to do a drill with 200 of the children where the school bus is blown up and you splatter fake blood all over the elementary students and tell them homeschoolers are coming. Which is psychological terrorism. It's like Jim Jones cult training. And they get the kids out and splatter blood on them and have fake intestines hanging out of them. I've been to these drills, by the way. They had one right up just south of Temple in Belton. That's in Road to Tyranny, by the way. It's so jam-packed. And that was with troops, Delta Team, Special Army Special Forces. I don't know if they're the Delta Forces. They wouldn't answer that. Just Delta Team Special Forces, Army. I thought Delta was a bunch of different groups together, but they're out there, and they got the helicopters flying around and all this. I mean, it's that's the kind of stuff I've witnessed with my own two eyeballs. And so, again, I mean, imagine the psychological brainwashing of that, of having 200 children, just in the Michigan case a few months ago. This is going on everywhere, by the way. Almost everywhere we look, it's happening. And it's splattering with blood and fake intestines and arms blown off, fake rubber arms blown off and all this gore and red syrup everywhere. And then they had people run around in masks going, stuff like, homeschooling is the way, down with the public schools, down with them. I love Jesus. I'm going to kill you. And the little elementary students, no, yes, 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 we're the homeschoolers. We're going to kill you. Folks, you're living in the Soviet brainwashing union. It's no a joke, okay? I got video of this stuff. George Washington and Thomas Jefferson were terrorists, enemies. The Constitution is a terrorist document. Anybody that talks about it is a terrorist. I mean, I've got these people. It's insane. All right, I said I'd take calls, and I'm ranting here, ladies and gentlemen. I start thinking about this. I think it's backfired on them, though. I mean, maybe 4 or 5 years ago when I was a little more aggressive, I would really get mad at police abuse of the public and really get in all their faces. But over time, I've really been able to reach out to police and explain how they're being manipulated and show. And I really, it's amazing how nicely police treat me. Now, they come up to me in restaurants and, you know, high-level police officers. But still, you've got those that have really woken up and aren't stupid and aren't brainwashed. And then you've got the other crowds who just, they just got the manual said, she's got the word patriot, Harrison. I mean, folks, it was a Harrison Ford video. That was the first thing in her truck. Well, patriot, James, what's that? Patriot. And you hear the state police going, ugh, how to air that? Going, ugh, man, oh, look at this, pocket constitution, look at this, is that legal? I don't know. I mean, do you guys got like IQs of 75 or something? What is your major malfunction? Just because the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center pay for you to get all these training seminars and you sit there for weeks on end every year being told this, I mean, what is wrong with you? George Washington is not bad. And I'm not radical for saying it. I'm going to say it again. George Washington and Thomas Jefferson are good. And if you want to come arrest me for that, fine. If you just tuned in, this is not satire. Just type in, school does drill of homeschoolers killing children, or homeschooler group killing children. And it'll pop up all over the country. You know, just type any of this in. You'll get AP, and the AP will report it like it's good. Well, they could be terrorists. Yeah, they just win all the spelling bees and everything else and have the lowest crime rate, and all the colleges fight to get them because they're above even the best private schools statistically. But it doesn't matter. We have Bill Clinton giving speeches about how it's bad and, you know, major newspapers attacking it. And now you're terrorist. Come on. Is it possible to get through to your heads? Police, listening. Is it America to have George Bush pass a law with the Democrats, who loved it, where every American child will be forcibly psychologically tested twice a year? Public, private, homeschool. Now, is that freedom? And now they're going to start with pregnant women as well. They passed it. Let's see them try to implement. I mean, is that what you think freedom is? Are you so warped? Is your soul so gone that you don't know that that isn't freedom? While our borders are wide open, you're charging 8-year-olds with terrorism. You're tasering 5-year-olds. Another case of one of them dying from being tasered. Come on, stop it. You're wearing black masks. You're wearing black combat boots. You're calling us civilians. You are civilians. This is not a military dictatorship. Stop it. Get educated. Because let me tell you something. You don't have to worry about Alex Jones and the homeschoolers coming after you, you just idiots. People that write all this stuff are pure evil. But the people that buy this, I mean, what is wrong with you? You don't have to worry about us getting you. You've got to worry about your bosses. They'll take our troops and stick them in the middle of depleted uranium, knowing it's going to make them sick and die. And it'll just be in the back of the paper in a few years. Well, it's true. 5,000 have died from DU. The government's real sorry. It's mind-blowing. You know, I've watched these training videos where it's big university rooms full of police, and there'll be a fed up there leaning on the table talking real good to them. You know, we're here to protect you, and we're here to give you advice to keep you safe here in the Brotherhood. There's a great threat against the thin black ski mask line, or they say the thin blue line. And it's all about how we're together and we're giving you intel to keep you safe. And you see the police up there smiling and feeling good. And boy, we're all together. We're all on a team. Oh, man, you really care about me. And boy, we're really under attack. And boy, the public just hates us because they're just flat bad. Not because you've become corrupt and been abusing a lot of people, but see, the more you abuse, the more we dislike you, then the more the feds come to you and say, and the federally mandated training systems come to you and it's all right, we understand. We understand. See, they don't like you. We're going to give you some advice now that's going to be real good for you. By the way, there's going to be a smallpox attack, the Fed says. You all need to come in and voluntarily take this shot. And then, oh, you're not doing it? Well, you may have to. And they have department heads pressure you. And then 99% of police and firemen said, no, we're not doing it. And so then they couldn't have the forced inoculation of the general public 2 years ago. See, that's how it works. So you're not completely stupid. Just remember, when that Fed standing up there going, you got to watch the homeschoolers. You got to watch those that talk about the Constitution. They've been connected to terror groups. Why, here's an example of where one of them killed an officer. Killed an officer. That's right. I mean, it's just sick. I mean, if you want to be snake oiled, if you want to be con, want to be stupid, want to be manipulated, don't want to be straight talked to, fine. Just enjoy yourselves. All right, that's enough. Just Charles in Louisiana. Go ahead, sir. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, my friend?
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. You know what the politicians, they brag about how naive the American people are. They really say that.
Yeah, Bob Dole once said that in public.
And it was at a meeting, at a dinner.
Yeah.
And you know what the prisoners call American people? The plastic people. They're only good for known for that credit card, pal. They don't care about their as long as they got their credit card, pal, they were happy. But anyway, I predict this year they will have a draft, men and women, you know, a mandatory draft, and I think this year that this radiated poison will be a big issue. You know what I mean? I think
you're talking about DU.
Yes, it'll be a big issue. Of course, the American people love their kids to be in the service, and that's their chance to send them.
Well, you know, when I use the number 5,000, it's already tens of thousands are already falling ill, and the media will go, oh, they're just sissies. I mean, we're talking about 220-pound guys shriveling down to 130 pounds
in just a few
months.
I want what the American people want. I want their kids to be, evaluated, be on Prozac. I want to be in a new world order. I want what the people want. I want to go to a dumbed-down church and don't know God or know our Constitution. I want what the rest of these people want now, Mr. Jones. These are some good, smart people. They're really smart. But they better get on a ball, and they better not worry about going to jail, giving out a tape, because that's like a bullet. You see, and that man, I respect that man for, you know, he went to jail for it, but that should show the people right then and there, we are effective.
No, I know we are, but, I mean, it was Ron Paul.
Yes.
It was a Ron Paul video, too.
Well, they didn't convict him. Thank God there's still hope.
No, but the point is they tried to convict him. They wanted to put him in years. It was like 2.5 years. And the jury said no way because they got up on the stand and admitted, well, he gave me a video and I found it threatening. He gave me two videos.
Well, I'm going to tell American people, I think after they get these guns, this guns confiscation, and I predict the people will give them up, a lot of them. Maybe about 7% won't. But
Look, Charles, you've given out over 5,000 copies of my tapes over the years.
Yes.
You've had a huge effect. You made copies of them. You've seen over and over again then Abby Newman, and they're there at the checkpoint going, my gosh, she's got a pocket constitution. Is this illegal?
Yes, you have someone.
I mean, what has happened to our police that some of them actually... I'm speechless. How dumb is that?
Well, it's just like when the Jews went into the chambers, the gas chambers. I asked the Jews. He said they was in shock. They was putting stuff in the water for them, this... stuff you put, you had them dumbed down.
This nutritious sodium fluoride, yes.
Yes. And that's the same thing happened. See, this spraying affects us mentally. These people, they have a comfort zone. They're scared to give it up. They want somebody else to do it. They want Mr. Jones to do it all. They don't want to pass out a tape, Mr. Jones. It's too much trouble, or it costs them $2 or $3. They want Mr. Jones to protect them. You know what I mean?
Well, to be fair, a lot of people are waking up, Charles, but Dan Rather and Peter Jennings and Tom Brokaw aren't going to tell us that we're having an effect. And because of people like you and others, we are having an effect, and God bless you. But but obviously they'll have to have a terror attack in 05 to get that draft through.
Well, God's in control, and whatever the ones that are going to fight, and the ones that are going to dumb down, they're going to be dumbed down. This might be all the people we have, Mr. Jones, to fight this. And whatever comes, whatever God hands me, I'm going to be like you. I'm not going to fear it. I'm going to go with it. And thank you for what you're doing again, sir. God,
well, I appreciate your call. God bless you. I mean, what's wrong with licking boots, bowing down, being a slave? It's for our best interest. I mean, isn't that what America's about? Thomas Jefferson, George Washington are bad. FEMA says so. They say they're bad. They're bad. See, maybe they're right. Maybe we are bad. Maybe we're all bad because we love freedom.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Americans to give up their liberty for security, or the terrorists are gonna get you. Meanwhile, the border is more open than ever. Meanwhile, the big terrorist groups lead right back to the CIA and MI6 and others. Look at who has the motive for all this. And we have official government documents explaining why they want to carry out terror attacks and blame it on enemies. Oldest trick in the book. It's like an arsonist burning down a building and leaving evidence that somebody else did it, because they want to get them, want to blame something on them. Can people figure that out? I think they can. Especially when we have confessions like Operation Northwoods. That's an admitted declassified document. The official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11 attacks. Public. Public. Do you dare, as members of the system out there listening, to type in Operation Northwoods into a search engine? All right, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Well, just briefly here, in like a minute. I've made 11 films. We're extending the discount out for a few more days, maybe a week or so, of upwards of 70, actually over 70% off on some of my best films. Go to Infowars.com to peruse the secure online shopping cart, to look at all the specials, to look at different video clips of the films, to decide which videos you want to order, if you want to order anything. You're also authorized to make copies of my films and get them out to people. And again, in 99% of the cases, the police are very happy to get them and wake up. Just a few of these lunatics that have bought the federal programming. Please get the films, make copies of them, get them out to people. Call toll free to ask about all the different specials. I don't have time to get into all of it. You can call and ask questions, no obligation to buy. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Call right now, get the films, get them out to people, find out why Big Brother is so afraid of these films. 888-253-3139. Let's go ahead now and talk to Steve in Ohio, then Paul, Steve, Bill, and others. Steve, you're on the air.
Alex, I just want to say thanks for sending those videos. I got your Matrix of Evil and the other one, Terror, but they're really good videos.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and I also wanted to say, did you get that Paul Rogers clip of CNN where he's admitting they used depleted uranium?
Did you send that to me?
Yeah, I did.
I got a big stack of tapes I got to go through.
Okay, yeah, well, there's one where it's a six-minute clip, and Paul Rogers is admitting when he was with the 3-7th Infantry, he says, we were using depleted uranium, and we had to hightail it out of there because of the dangers of it. It's on a DVD.
When did you send that?
I sent that about a week ago today.
Okay, yeah, it's sitting there then.
Yeah, it's But anyways, in the clip, you probably get a lot of stuff from people. So that's
well, no, I'm actually going when I end this broadcast today.
Yeah.
To that office, and I'm gonna dig through all the mail, and I mean, I do that a couple times a week.
Well, you'll see it's Steven on the return address from Ohio, but I just want to say I was going through a clip I had, but anyways, I wanted to tell you real quick. I went to a Social Security seminar yesterday, and I'm telling you, the situation is much worse than they're making it out to be on television. In fact, one of the things that we went about is that Medicare Part D with the Medicare plan, where they say that's the prescription drug plan. Get a load of this. In 2006, it's going to cost senior citizens anywhere between $2,000 to $5,000 a year before they meet their deductible. It's the biggest ripoff. I don't see how senior citizens are going to be able to deal with this.
Now, just don't complain or you're with Al-Qaeda.
Well, I mean, it's frightening to think that these senior citizens don't know what they're going to be dealing with. So if the New World Order is going to make one of can I go through the break real quick?
Sure.
I'll just give you one more thing and I'll be done.
Yeah. Look, the government's own training manuals say DU is deadly. But tell the troops, hey, no protection, just breathe it in.